Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. The Northfield Council held their public hearing Tuesday regarding bonding for the rehabilitation and expansion of the fire hall. The resolution to use capital improvement bonds in the amount of $4.2 million passed unanimously. There is a 30-day period where, if there were enough petitioners, the community could force a reverse referendum, meaning bring the issue to the voters. Administrator Mardik.
During that time, we plan to come back to the City Council related to approving the plans and specifications for the building. Then they'd be authorizing those to go out for bid after that.
After that, they'll update the lease with the NAFRS entities, including Dundas and Rural. Financial consultant Nick Anhut of Ehlers & Associates estimates the annual lease payment at just over $226,000. Initially, the bonding period was for 15 years. However, the Rural District said they could better afford the payment over a 20-year period, including 2018 street projects, Anhut added.
The impact is about a 16% increase in your debt levy starting in 2019, and that would carry forward. However, you will notice that it does decrease over time as existing debt is falling off every year. The overall increase, if we consider it in relation to the overall general levy of the city and not just the debt levy itself, is a 3% or 3.1.
Administrator Mardig commented on the building itself.
The mechanical systems are those that were installed in 1971, and the components of the building are beginning to fail. It does also sit in a floodplain. We'll benefit from the floodproofing and fill work that will be done on that. So from an operational standpoint, it is an ideal location, but we are looking at substantial improvements in the mechanical systems and other building components.
There will also be an addition and substantial work on the sleeping quarters and landscaping. More information and plans are on the city's website. I do have a link from kymnradio.net. Bids for construction will go out in April. The NAFRS Joint Powers Board held an organizational meeting this morning. They moved Vice Chair Ann Haddad into the chair position and elected a vice chair. Lee Ronsheimer was just appointed to the NAFRS board in place of Dave Drenth. It is a 3-year term. Bron Shear was reappointed. They'll hold their regular meeting January 18th at 8 a.m. at the Northfield Police Station. Northfield Councilor Greg Colby was formally sworn in this week to fill out the at-large position vacated by Rhonda Pownell when she became mayor. That seat, along with Wards 3 and 4, will be up for election at the end of this year. Councilor Susie Nicasian was voted in as mayor pro tem for 2018, and there were a number of citizens named to boards and commissions.
We had 54, and applications were still coming in.
I have the complete list on kymnradio.net, as well as a link to their applications. And with the opening of Imminent Brewing and the soon-to-be-open Armory Square, the south end of Division Street is on its way to thriving. Northfield Chamber President Todd Bornhauser commented.
The south end of town is primed for, you know, some more redevelopment and reuse and really some exciting strength. And we'll see a lot of opportunities available out there in the next few years.
Other changes include an express clinic. Of course, stay tuned for more. News from around the state is next.